We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Why? I would say probably not. I'm kind of a minimalist when it comes to the holiday shopping craziness, so probably not. Rocking around the Christmas tree
at the Christmas party hop. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:47 on a Thursday. Now, three big things.
Three.
Congress moving ahead with plan to overhaul tax code.
Two.
Bank robbed in East Wichita.
One.
15-year-old girl shot in North Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Not much movement out there in the gasoline prices. Still, most places around $2.19 a gallon. I did spot better, $2.17 near Kellogg and Broadway. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market Washington in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy and cooler today with a high of 49 degrees. Wednesday's high, yesterday's high was 66. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, the overnight low 26. Friday, sunny, tomorrow's high 52. Now a partly cloudy sky, north wind at 8 miles per hour and 36 degrees. Hatman Jack's has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Hats always make great gifts. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas. Hatman Jack, 601 West Douglas, by the Clock Tower in Delano. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted. Comments from KNSS Facebook. Man drives entire length of Wichita the wrong way on Kellogg. Jane says, he's lucky he didn't kill someone. That is correct. And Matt says, it's hard enough to drive the length of Wichita the right way. Wow. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerch.com poll today. How do you do most of your Christmas shopping? On the internet, 14%. In brick-and-mortar stores, 29%. A nearly even mix of online and offline shopping, 57%.
There you go. Yeah.
You can still get into this poll if you just go to our webpage, knssradio.com, Steve and Ted, WichitaPerch.com poll. The major stock indexes finished mostly higher Wednesday.
Aha. Uh-huh.
With small companies notching big gains. Hmm. As lawmakers in the House and Senate reached a deal on a sweeping tax reform package.
Aha, yeah.
The S&P 500 slipped a point. The index closed at all-time highs Monday and Tuesday. The Dow gained over 80 points. The NASDAQ added 13.
There you go. Whoa. Yeah, nice.
The Federal Reserve has boosted a key short-term interest rate at the last U.S. central bank meeting that Janet Yellen is expected to lead. And the Fed says it foresees three additional hikes in 2018. You're going to interest rates going up.
Yeah, there was a guy explaining this yesterday on Fox, and I fell asleep while he was doing
that.
Yeah,
I was, can't tell
he
you
was
what.
Just throwing out numbers. I was like, whoa. Yeah,
you go to get wow. The interest rates, you know, it can be, whew, yeah, a little numbing. Federal government is preparing to unravel sweeping net neutrality rules that guaranteed equal access to the internet, and advocates of the regulations are bracing for a long fight. The vote scheduled at the first Federal Communications Commission could usher in big changes in how Americans use the internet. It's a radical departure from more than a decade of federal oversight. Jad, what does this do? Open the doors so that what we see is controlled by the utility companies or whatever? Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically right now they're regulated like utilities and... if they do away with those rules, they won't be anymore. They'll be able to charge people whatever they want.
Ah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Since they have virtual monopolies, that means your internet costs will go up.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. 6:50 now, 6:51, Steve and Ted in the morning. It's not the ambulance chasers, but the ambulances, says Don Grant, ooh. CFP, the money tracker. And we're going to check with Don here in just a second.
Don's chasing. He has experience at this.
He's an ambulance chaser, you think?
I guess I shouldn't say that. He's very prudent when it comes to that.
Let's see what he's got to say. Good morning, Don.
If you think it's expensive to stay in a hospital, think about what it costs to get there by ambulance. When you have a health emergency and someone calls 911, the dispatcher will pick the ambulance crew, which is either local fire departments or a private company. The crew often picks the hospital. Many ambulances are called by bystanders or police, not the patient being transported. So the patient has no choice, but both the ambulance crew and the hospital may be considered out of network for the patient's insurance purposes. Way back when, some 30 years ago, ambulances were provided for free by volunteers or town fire departments using taxpayer money. Now they are big companies owned by venture capital funds and some smaller private companies. Medicare and Medicaid will pay for some rides, but reimbursement is low. So the companies make up profits by charging more to private insurance or patients paying cash. They charge by the mile and for each service provided. Some rides can cost from $500 to $1,500 per mile. Then add in extra costs like oxygen and bandages, and a simple ride to the hospital can cost several thousand dollars. If the ambulance crew is out of network and they deliver the patient to an out-of-network hospital, the patient may be stuck with a massive transportation and hospital bill. Most private healthcare insurers have not developed a standard rate with ambulance companies. In most cases, they don't agree on a fair price, so the ambulance service doesn't join the insurer's network. As a result, more than a quarter of all pickups are out of network, costing the patient. 21 states have passed laws over the years that protect consumers in some situations. According to Kaiser Health News, most of these laws largely ignore ground ambulance services, so they are virtually worthless to patients. Patients do have a right to refuse an ambulance ride as long as they are capable of making that decision. Maybe try Uber or Lyft? Well, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Thank you, Don. Now 6:53, Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Today is National Bouillabaisse Day. The French are known for many a great recipe. Their food inspires travel to France for a taste of the authentic. Bouillabaisse is on the list of must-have cuisine. Originating in the port city of Marseille, bouillabaisse is a fish stew. Traditionally,
see, I think in America, we've basically turned it to a fancy word for broth.
Yeah.
But over there, it's got more to it.
Traditionally, it is made using the bony rockfish, saffron, fennel seed, and orange zest.
Look at you. Wow.
Am I saying
you're the new Mario Batali?
I'm pronouncing these words
properly. I believe you are. It sounds good.
Bouillabaisse. You're thinking, it doesn't sound, you know, fish stew.
Maybe that's what we'll have for our Christmas luncheon today.
Bouillabaisse?
Yeah, why don't you suggest that?
Yeah, I want something snooty for, you know. I would like some bouillabaisse, please, and Ted will have the caviar. How about that? And we'll have some, the party is today, so I don't think we're going to have any bouillabaisse.
Well, we don't think so.
Never have had
Strouds has added that to the menu.
The crowd around here is, you know, is sophisticated, and it comes in a bowl, it's usually chili. Right? There you go.
Six of the stick to the ribs.
6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News, a complete look at today's news, including a story about a teenage girl shot in North Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.